President Biden was supposed to be shoring up his support with Latino voters at a conference in Las Vegas yesterday. That is, until this happened.
I was just on the phone with President Biden, and he just tested positive for COVID.
That's Janet Murguia, the president and CEO of a Latino civil rights and advocacy group called Unidos US. Instead of speaking at the event, Biden went home to Delaware to isolate. The growing Latino electorate could once again be key this election year in swing states such as Nevada. So for more on how the candidates are courting them, we've called Stephanie Valencia. She's the co-founder of Equis Labs, a research group that aims to grow Latinx civic participation and power. Stephanie, you were at that conference in Las Vegas. What were you hoping to hear from President Biden?
Well, it was certainly a huge bummer that he wasn't able to participate yesterday, but it was a huge opportunity for him to make his case to Latinos about why in this, the most consequential election of our lifetime, why I make that case to Latinos, why their vote matters, and present his agenda to them as to why he is the person and the candidate that can fight and deliver for them.
What about making his case to Latinos that he still has the ability to campaign and govern?
Yeah, you know, it's no question that President Biden's agenda has really answered a lot of questions for Latinos across this country, working class Latinos across this country, from the economy to other issues that they view with an economic lens, like healthcare, the cost of education, student loans, gun safety, abortion. He has a case to make to Latinos. And, you know, given that Latinos, this will be an election that Latinos will play one of the most consequential roles, he needs to court and not just count on the Latino vote. And so there is plenty to talk about from his recent immigration action on relief for American citizen spouses. We know that the Latino vote is not a given, but could be the difference in this election.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that because, that was in June. President Biden announced executive action allowing certain undocumented spouses and kids of U.S. citizens to apply for permanent residency without leaving the country. And Stephanie, almost every single story I read on it had a line that said something like this: the move aims to appeal to Latinos. So is that what the country thinks, that whenever there's an immigration story, that of course should appeal to Latinos because that's all Latinos care about?
Well, I'll say first and foremost that Latinos do not just care about immigration, but it is a really important issue by which they view whether candidates, how they view the Latino community. Do they view that the Latino community belongs here? Do they view whether or not Latinos have something to contribute to this country? On the one hand, you have what happened last night, which is the Republican National Convention holding a sign that says mass deportations now. On the other hand, you have President Biden, who was presenting a set of immigration relief actions that were taking common sense solutions to solving a major challenge that exists in this country, which is people who's married to U.S. citizens who are not allowed to stay here right now, and a real common sense approach to keeping families together. At the end of the day, Latinos care about a whole host of issues, from the economy to healthcare to the affordability of education, to gun safety, to abortion. And so while immigration is a critically important issue, it's really important that candidates not just come and speak to Latinos on immigration. I will say that last night, seeing those mass deportation now signs was very chilling, and I think probably sent a message to many Latino voters in this country that that is the view of Republicans and who they see Latinos as and who they see immigrants as. And I'd really be worried that Republicans might overplay their hand on this issue if that's the attack they continue to take.
That's Stephanie Valencia, co-founder of Equis Labs. Thank you very much, Stephanie.
Thank you.